noticed how January brings this wave of ambitious goal setting? New Year's resolutions, company OKRs, team objectives. There's something about a fresh start that makes us feel like anything's possible.
And Richard, as you know, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool optimist. Unfortunately, the statistics are kind of sobering. About 80% of New Year's resolutions don't make it past February. And even carefully crafted work goals often meet the same fate.
I gotta tell you though, I'm looking forward to the gym getting quiet again in February. But that's not who I'm talking to here. For our listeners, there's good news. There's fascinating research that shows a better way to actually stick to your goals. And it's not what most people think.
But first, the Humanizing Work Show is a free resource sponsored by the Humanizing Work Company, where we help organizations get better at leadership, product management, and collaboration. Visit the contact page on our website, humanizingwork.com, and schedule a conversation with us if your organization wants to see stronger results in those areas.
So, Peter, I know you've recently revisited Teresa Immobile's work in the Progress Principle. What did she discover about what really keeps people motivated?
Yeah, that's a fantastic book. I recommend all of our listeners check it out. Her research is really interesting and really well executed. Immobile and her team invited professionals in multiple companies to keep a daily journal and then analyzed those thousands of journal reports to find patterns in what made for people's best days at work. The entries asked two questions, just what's something that happened today and what's your level of motivation as you leave work today? And then they could look for correlations and they could tell whole stories about what was going on in these various projects that they were tracking. What they found was surprising, and that was that it wasn't a big breakthrough or even connecting with a customer or any of the other things we know can be motivating. What Immobile found is that the single biggest factor by far in motivation and engagement was making some small progress on work that mattered to someone.
That's really interesting because it goes against how most of us think about and try to make progress on goals. We tend to either only give ourselves credit for achieving big outcomes or try to just get any little thing done. Those quick wins that are often more quick than win.
Yeah, that's so true. It's not just about getting things done. Immobile called it the Progress Principle for a reason, because it's the progress that matters. But it can be incremental progress. So small wins, as long as they represent genuine progress on meaningful work, can boost people's motivation and engagement dramatically. And what's particularly interesting is that this effect compounds over time.
So let's talk about how to apply this research to make those ambitious January goals actually stick. First, because progress needs to be meaningful to be motivating, it's important to know what meaningful means. So before you jump into action mode, take a breath and get clear on why the goal matters. So let's say you've got a departmental goal for the quarter to increase revenue by 20%. That might be worth doing, but the corporate speak version of that goal doesn't carry meaning with it. So dig into what it really means from a human perspective. What does success with that goal create for people? Maybe it's about helping more customers solve their problems or making sure your team has the resources to do their best work in the future. When things get tough, and they always will, having a clear why makes all the difference. In a work context, I find it's often useful to connect my goals to both organizational and personal purpose.
Yeah, love that. Once you have that solid why for the goal, the next practical step is usually to find the just right progress for today. It's kind of a tricky balance. You want progress that's small enough that you can actually get it done, but meaningful enough to matter. It's tempting to take on too much. I'll redesign the entire system, or settle for busy work that feels productive but doesn't really move you towards your goal, like maybe I'll just organize all these project folders today. Instead, I like to ask myself, what's one small piece of real progress I can make today that would actually matter?
This, by the way, is the point of all our story splitting content. User stories are about making meaningful but incremental progress on user-facing software. And good stories strike that balance between small enough and meaningful enough. Third thing to put this into practice is because the progress principle says it's not just making progress that motivates us, it's seeing the progress, you need to make your progress impossible to miss. Create a system that shows you clearly and unavoidably whether you're making progress. For a personal goal, maybe keep a simple journal, put up a progress board where you can't miss it, check in with a friend who's working towards similar goals. For a team, visualize the work you're doing in such a way that you can easily trace daily effort to progress on larger outcomes. This is why we like hierarchical product backlogs for product teams. Big things break down into smaller things, small things trace up to bigger things.
Yeah, really, it's whatever works for you. Just make it so obvious, you can't ignore it or talk yourself out of seeing it. And then fourth, to apply the progress principle to achieve your goals, guard your focus. We often know what meaningful progress looks like, but we let other things crowd it out during the day. I like to block off time in my calendar for goal-focused work and then get a little bit selfish about protecting that time. I consider those calendar blocks as an investment in keeping my promises to myself. So when someone else or something else tries to steal that time, I can ask, is this really more important than the meaningful goal I committed to? By the way, this can be really difficult in some contexts. For example, if you're on a Scrum team that struggles with emergent work getting in the way, check out episode 68, where we give some practical advice on dealing with interruptions on a Scrum team.
To summarize, the progress principle says that making small but meaningful progress on work that matters is key for sustaining motivation. And to use that to make your goals stick this year, get clear on why your goals matter from a human perspective, find your just right progress every day, make your progress impossible to miss, and guard your focus.
We'd love to hear from you. Share in the comments on YouTube or on LinkedIn, what are you going to do to apply this to a meaningful goal in your life or work this year?
And if you'd like help building this into your work system, whether that's crafting a compelling vision, learning how to break down big outcomes into meaningful small steps, or setting up systems for making progress visible and increasing focus, reach out to us through our website, humanizingwork.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the Humanizing Work Show, and we'll see you next time.